Mavis Staples, Papa Staples. Wow, wow, wow. And I know that that was a soundtrack to a movie self-titled, Let's Do It Again. It was produced by Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier. And I forgot.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. I believe it came out in the 70s. I believe it did. But I remember, I'll tell you a quick story. I was playing in a marching band in college. And Sidney Poitier, I'm an alumni of Virginia Union University. And Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier visited us for homecoming. Sidney was on the board of the directors at the school, right, at the university. And so I remember that Saturday homecoming game, and it is, buckets of rain just coming down. Okay, and back then, there was no artificial turf. I still think they play on grass, right? But anyway, this field was just all messed up by halftime. Our brilliant director decided we're still going to do precision marching in the rain. Worst mistake in the world. Mike,
not dancing in the rain, marching in the rain.
Marching, oh my God. And you got mud up to your ankles. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. We were losing shoes. We were out of step. Notes. I mean, it was just absolutely horrible. So finally he decided to let us stand and play. Okay. And we got ourselves back on track. So coming through the ranks, I'm playing the tuba at that time, right? And so it's pouring down, raining. I'm soaking wet. I am upset. I am really mad, right? Even our own home crowd were booing us. It was awful. So coming up through the ranks, Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier. Bill Cosby stood right in front of me and pointed his cigar at me. Of course, it wasn't lit. And just started busting up laughing. I'm saying to myself, I'm no longer a fan of yours. And so then we marched off. We were supposed to march back up in the stands and sit, right? I was so upset, Mike, that I marched completely out of the stadium, back into the band room, took those clothes off, threw the horn down. I was mad. So anyway, that's my story.
Yeah. I got to ask you, because a lot of bands wear like white uniforms.
Right.
No. Were you wearing white uniforms in the mud?
Luckily, no. We had dark blue.
Oh, okay.
But they were muddy. Anyway, I got a request coming in. 7-Up has a request. She want to hear some War. Hey, 7-Up, coming up for it. Got a little medley for you, all right? Let's do this.
Excellent.
All day music. That's what we do here on The Buzz. Studio W, The Buzz.
trip, take a little trip, take a little trip to me.
Darkness. to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it?
William.
I see.
I don't know what happened. You just kicked me out.
It's all right. You're back.
Didn't like how I did my hair today, I guess.
Oh, man.
Took me half an hour.
You got a slick back. That's what it is.
Okay. That's what you call it.
Don't
just a beautiful artist. Diana Krall. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hey, Mike, while you were gone, I also played What's Love Got to Do With It by Walk Off the Earth. Never heard of that group before. I love that rendition. If you heard the drums, it has sort of a Caribbean flavor to it, but it's actually an indie pop group out of Canada. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Man, oh, good gracious, we'll get back to more music. This is Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast right here on The Buzz. Hey, CC. Miss CC is listening also. All right. I'm sure you saw the comments there. Anyway, let's get back to the music. Got great stuff coming up for you, ladies and gentlemen. Always something going on here at The Buzz, studiowbuzz.com. Don't forget to download that app, studio.w on Apple, Studio W on Android. Got, oh my goodness, Cindy Bradley, one of my favorite artists right here. This one is called Lifted.
closer you get, the better you look, baby. The better you look, the more I want you. When you turn on your smile, I feel my heart go wild. I'm like a child with a brand new toy, and I get the sweetest feeling, honey, the sweetest. Baby, the sweetest. Loving you, the warmer your kiss, the deeper you touch me, baby. The deeper your touch, the more you thrill me. It's more than I can stand. Girl, when you hold my hand, I feel so grand that I could cry. You hold me, baby. The stronger you hold, the more I need you. With every passing day, I love you more in every way. I'm in love to stay, and I wanna say, I get the
darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane, just a step beyond the beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
Wow, the clarity, the pitch. Oh. Perfect,
beautiful
voice.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. You know, Mike, actually, you know, that was a soundtrack to The Wizard of Oz. You know, that song was written by Harold Arlen. I'm sorry. Harold Arlen, A-R-L-E-N, over 75 years ago. 75 years ago. And now it's been.
I didn't know that song was used in that soundtrack, though.
Oh, no. No, I mean the original song.
No, you said it was used in a soundtrack for a movie?
Yeah. The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, I know the song was, I thought this version.
Oh, not this version, no. No, I've never heard this one before, but it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Catherine McPhee. Yes, absolutely. That song was written in 19...
So many artists that have covered this song and done an exceptional job with it, too. So I'm very pleased because... I think you know this is one of my favorite all-time songs, and when people do it well, it just hits me.
Oh man, love it, love it. I love her rendition. I tell you, who else does a great job? I saw her do it live also. Patti LaBelle. Oh my God.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh boy. Yeah. Oh, you just kick back and you just enjoy. Oh my goodness. We've got more music, Mike.
I gotta say hi to CeCe because I can't. She won't let me comment on the chat. For some reason, I can see the chat, I can see the comments, but it won't let me say anything. So, hi, CeCe. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, she's listening on Alexa. On Alexa. Thank you so much, CeCe. Really appreciate that. Thanks for joining in. Love the show. Enjoyed your show earlier tonight, too. It was CeCe's Kitchen with Dr. David on it with her. And this one, coming up, Trouble, Josh Ross.
Tonight. So I guess I'll call some buddies up, get gone, take another shot in some Broadway dive. I might give you a drunk dial just to tell you what you already know. Baby, I'm in trouble. Steady missing you, I'm getting through another double. A white flag waving, come and save me. Might be reckless, but I can't help it. So if you could, would you just come back home? Cause baby, I'm in trouble. Trouble. Baby, I'm in trouble.
Drum, 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 drum
sounds like an underground club.
It's Chuck Brown at Go-Go Music. Out of Washington, D.C.
Sounds like it's in some deep dark basement somewhere hidden away where you got to knock and get the secret password to get in.
Hey! Yes, knock on the door. I hear you knocking.
Wild Willie sent me. Wild Willie sent me.
That's right. Hey, they'll let you in. You know, they have these little slots where they open it, you know, peep out the door, remember, like in the speakeasies, yeah.
Yeah.
amazing. That's right. Wild Will sent you. They'll let you in. Okay, anyway, Mike, you get the last pick. And I pulled up, is it AJR? Bang?
Yep. Hang on. It is AJR.
Yep.
And it's called Bang.
Uh-huh.
And maybe next week, if it's okay with you, there's a video that I'm going to send you off the air where they explain how they actually made this song. And it is very intricate and very, laborious, I guess is the best way I can put it. What they had to go through to make this song. And you would never guess how they got all these different sounds and put them all together and layered everything. It's really an amazing trick, not trick, but amazing talent that they had to be able to do this. So I'll send you the video as soon as we get done here tonight, and then you can decide whether you want to play it next week or not. Obviously, the video is not going to play, but you can play the soundtrack where they explain, this is where we got this sound from. This is how we did it. We sped this up. We slowed this down. It's just amazing what they did.
It sounds interesting. I would love to cover it. Okay. Hey, Mike. Man, Mike. Hey, you got the showstopper, buddy. It's called Bang.
Thank you, William. Good night to you and good night to CeCe.
All right.
And everyone else that's listening in.
That's right. 7-Up. Thank you so much for listening in.
I get down and I'm jumping around. And the
Beverly Haynes.
Gets so comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Appreciate all of you tuning in and listening to our nonsense.
So that's right. Each and every week. Hey, we do this thing on Thursdays. That's right. Still I'm not feeling right. Come on, hang out with us. Kick back, grab a glass. 3 hours of fun. Mad Mike, Wild Will, coast to coast.
Here we go. Make your request.
Have a good one.
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a 1 or a 2? Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show, cause it's on a budget. So ooty-la-dee-do, yeah, come on, here we go, yeah, come on.
Here we go.
Stop with your best face. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with some bang. I'm way too young to lie here forever. I'm way too old to trust. Or whatever, come hang. Let's go out. So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song, everybody come hang, let's go out with a bang.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song, everybody come hang, let's go out.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Wild Will, Mad Mike, Coast to Coast, coming to you each and every Thursday, 8:15 p.m. on the East Coast, 7:15 Central, and 5:15 on the West. Have fun, everyone. Kick back, grab a glass, because there's always a party after the party.